This is Day to Day. I'm John Idsti. In Iraq, a senior aide to Shiite cleric Muqtada al-Sadr has been released on orders from Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki. The aide, Ahmed Shaibani, was jailed by the U.S. military more than 2 years ago. We wanted to know more about Mr. Shaibani and the Prime Minister's decision to release him, so we've called Bartle Bull, an author and journalist who was embedded with al-Sadr's army. Mr. Bull, welcome to Day to Day.
Thanks very much, John.
You've met Ahmed Shaibani. Who is this guy, and what's your impression of him?
I met him back before he was picked up by the Americans, I believe, in 2004 during the al-Sadr uprisings against the Americans. He was probably in the top four or five in the Baghdad hierarchy of the al-Sadr movement. He was in charge of one of the major districts of Baghdad. He was very much, I think, part of the political arm of this movement rather than its kind of terrorist or criminal side.
And why is he being released right now?
I think it has to be seen in the context of the cooperation, the newfound cooperation between the al-Sadr hierarchy and its Mahdi army, its militia, on the one hand, and the American troops in Baghdad on the other. As I'm sure all your listeners know, American troops with the Iraqi army have been patrolling frequently, every daily now, in Sadr City recently. And this is all a result of close negotiations and cooperation between the al-Sadr movement and the Americans.
Yeah, essentially, al-Sadr has stood down his fighters there.
Well, that's right. And it's often being seen as they're having sort of melted away, only inevitably to return once the American troops leave. But really, it's something much more significant than that. The Mahdi army is negotiating each of these patrols with the Americans. They haven't melted away. The point is that they're actively cooperating in this project.
Mm-hmm. Now, Ahmed Shaibani was considered a major threat to Americans in Iraq back when he was arrested. Why is he no longer a major threat? What's changed about him?
What I think's really changed about him is what's changed about the movement that he's a part of. In 2004, the Mahdi army, al-Sadr's movement, raised two insurrections against the Americans, one in April and then one in the autumn. It was the only time that the al-Sadr movement actually fought against the coalition. Since then, despite all their fiery rhetoric, the al-Sadr movement has been participating in the constitutional and democratic project in Iraq. Their neighborhoods participated in the elections. They have the biggest bloc of MPs in the parliament. They own three of the biggest ministries in the country. And essentially, they, just behind the scenes, are participating in the project. And that's what's changed. And his release is really a function of that.
Do you think Mr. Shaibani has changed his basic views?
No, I doubt it. But we also have to remember that these people take, in this movement, really take their leadership very clearly from Muqtada al-Sadr himself. This isn't Shaibani is not a Zarqawi type. He's not a true thug and terrorist conducting anti-civilian violence on his own. You know, he's a member of a movement that has joined legitimate politics.
Bartle Bull is an author and foreign editor for the Middle East Monitor. Thanks very much for joining us.
John, thank you.